The name is C. Section C.
www.sectionc.com. Section C. www.sectionc.com.
Stai attento, attento, attento! No!
Welcome to the Section Z Electronic Music Community's podcast for the week of October 3rd, 2005. I'm your host, Z, and I'd like to welcome you to the Electronica Underground's most developed music community. I'm going to say that because we've been around for a very long time, making our own music and popping our own stuff, learning from each other's reviews and collaborations, just tons of stuff that we do as a community. And if you're not an artist, join us at sectionzmusic.com to download the latest and greatest stuff. All right. We've had some DNS issues in the past couple of weeks that have prohibited many people from downloading the podcast, as well as lately just getting into the site. We have taken steps to correct those issues, and as of today, Wednesday the 5th, it should be all good. Now, I'd like to apologize for any inconvenience that may have caused any of you guys out there, and I hope from this point forward, access to the podcast and the website is a lot more seamless. All right, our artist of the week this week is what I like to call undiscovered on Section Z. It's your typical you comes on the site, uploads a bunch of stuff, and you know hopes to get feedback. And that takes a little bit sometimes because a lot of people require reciprocal participation and whatnot, although there are a lot of active community members out there that do for review's sake, and that's great. Gorf, we spoke for about 20 minutes. Very interesting guy. And I'd like to say that I'm glad I discovered his music because it was some of my favorite genre, which is IDM. And he's very experimental. He has no inhibitions as far as what he creates in his music. I think actually the lack of formal training or anything of that sort really assists hitting a view for us and to put forth some experimentations that are stupendous. So here's my interview with Gorf. So how do you pronounce your name on Section Z?
Gorf.
And you're from Toronto, but you traveled all over the world, or you've lived in a bunch of places.
Not just in Canada, overseas and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Egypt for a while.
Wow. So what about that? Are you traveling? Are you a military brat or something?
No, my father's in the shopping center development industry and well, marketing and all sorts of stuff, really. So in around 1996, he took a job out in Dubai, and I just moved out with my family, basically, and got to do a lot of traveling in the years that we were living there.
So how'd you run into IDM?
I'm not really sure. I've been listening to artists such as Boards of Canada or Aphex Twin, like, you know, big popular IDM names for a while. I didn't know that it was actually labeled IDM.
Neither did Aphex Twin.
Yeah, of course. But I don't know. When I started producing a couple years ago, I posted some songs online and some people just started calling it IDM, and that was when I first heard the term, really. So
what do you think about the label?
About the genre name?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of ridiculous, but like, what else could you really use to describe the music?
What does intelligent dance music mean anyway? Do you consider yourself to be an elitist? Do you consider yourself to be smarter than everybody else who makes music?
No, definitely not. I don't actually think I'm a very good musician. I don't know a lot of music theory or anything. I just do it for the fun of it, right?
Do you think that...
Sorry, go ahead.
One needs to be of, I don't know, a more elevated mind to listen to IDM? Like, I play IDM for my wife, and she's a very intelligent person. Classically trained violinist, good grades in high school, all A's, whatever. and I play it for her and it freaks her out. She's like, what the fuck is that? And I consider her to be an intelligent person. I do think that you need to be, you know, a little bit or a lot into electronic, actually, to understand the sound more than the music when you're listening to IDM. What do you think?
I agree with that on some level. I mean, it does take some getting used to. There are some pretty extreme artists out there doing really noisy stuff. There's people doing other stuff, so I can't speak for all of it. But I think it takes some getting used to. I mean, once you can start appreciating it for something else, then I don't know. Like, it's electronic music. Some people just don't get it. Some people need to be able to say, oh, this guy's playing this instrument at this moment.
True.
To actually come to terms with it or grasp it or connect with it on some level. But
my God, it's an Atari.
Sorry?
My God, it's an Atari.
Yeah, something like that.
Have you seen Radiohead in concert, for example?
Yeah, I saw them on their Hail to the Thief tour when they came through Toronto.
Oh, cool.
I think actually Radiohead was one of the first bands that got me into different kinds of electronica. That kind of like, I don't know, they influenced me a lot a few years ago. I was really into, I don't know, stuff from G'day and Amnesiac more than anything, I guess.
All right, so what are you listening to these days?
Actually downloading a lot of stuff off a friend of mine who's also a musician in Toronto. He goes by the name Pocket Roo. He just has an extensive collection of IBM and other electronica on Soulseek, so I steal stuff from him all the time. I've been listening to a lot of Kettle. I guess a lot, some Flashbulb, the new Boards of Canada, the Duo 505, Manitoba, or Caribou as he's now called. I'm really starting to get into Fortet. I'm liking that a lot. I'm really pissed off that I didn't get to see this show last Friday here in Toronto.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, sold out, so what can I do?
I don't know, I haven't seen any big IDM names here in Chicago. I've seen Apex Twin, and I'm pretty sure Apex Twin sells out, but not Square Pusher or anything else.
Mm-hmm. He's been here a couple times, I didn't get to go see him either, but I don't think it's sold out.
The mentality here is a little different.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you think it's something to do with the cold up there, that you Canadians are so creative, or what?
I don't know, like, when you say that, it makes me think of interviews I've read with artists such as Wisp, who lives in Niagara Falls, New York. And like, he just talks about how bored he is, and like, that's what drives him to make music. He just has nothing else to do, so he just goes crazy in Fruity Loops or whatever he does.
Dead Mouse is from around there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, he kind of grew up in Niagara Falls.
Okay.
But I believe he's in Toronto right now.
Hmm.
And he's a freak ball. I don't know if you should meet him.
Well, I don't know.
Probably drive you crazy.
I'm sure.
Probably meet him and then, you know, this guy's a fucking asshole. But once you get past that, everything else is all talent.
Possibly. Yeah, I was listening to some of his stuff the other day and I was pretty impressed by it. I couldn't name the tracks by name. But
awesome.
I was enjoying it.
Who else are you listening to on Section Z?
In the lot, recently, just the guys who've been hanging out on the IRC channel who have been sending stuff back and forth.
For those of you who don't know what the IRC channel is, it's irc.nitrousnet.net. That's nitrousnet.net. #ZZ, that's the channel.
IRC's fun.
Yeah. It's really cool, the variation of personalities that you get in there. You got everybody from, you know, signed artists in there to, I don't know, me, you, a couple of other dudes. You got Vesla, she's come back to us. You got Backroom Boffin, a.k.a. BRB.
Is that BRB?
On Section Z, he's Backroom Boffin.
Okay. I didn't know what the acronym was.
No bullshit, I think he is BRB.
Okay. No, he was when I signed up about a year and a half ago when I first started posting stuff.
Okay, I hate him anyway.
Oh,
but I love him at the same time.
It's just
big love-hate family.
Yeah, that's what Iris is always like.
Drama.
Yeah.
Good drama, though.
Yeah.
We do talk a lot about music. Other times we just talk about, you know, what kind of underwear we're wearing. But, you know, as a creative, you need to have a place to flex your muscles.
It's just nice to...
Can't be talking about music theory all the time.
I just like it because it's a place where, like, you know, you're working on something, I upload it to my server and say, hey, check this out. It's just, I don't know, a quick way to get people's feedback and I know sections is good for that too.
So you pronounce it sections?
Or do you say section Z or section Z?
You know what's funny? I actually, when I started out a long time ago, used to say sections.
Okay.
But I didn't want to call it section Z.
Yeah.
Because it is named after a video game, a Capcom video game. Okay. For NES. So that's kind of what got me into electronic music, so to speak. I just love the soundtrack from that game. Mm-hmm. Drove me crazy.
I don't remember it.
It's a side shooter.
It's been a while since I played my NES.
You can get an emulator and figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I started. I do think that 8-bit sound really trained all of our youth, your youthful ears, to understand more simple sounds, and at the same time allowing us to, as electronic musicians, create more complex sounds out of those 8-bit sounds. Mm-hmm. So there's that connection with video games and what we listen to.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Conversation for another day. What are you working on right now?
These days? Not so much. I just started university again in the beginning of September, so that's been keeping me busy a couple times a week. But I've just been throwing some files back and forth with my friend Rob, Pocket Root, and seeing what we can do, like what kind of new sound we can get together. There's a couple new tracks I've made that might be floating around somewhere. I'm planning on actually naming them for my next release, whenever that is actually finished. But I'm messing around with guitars, sampling an acoustic guitar I have around here. I just got some tabla drums for my birthday, so I want to start playing around with the tones from those.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. It's hopefully I get to learn a whole bunch of new just like time signatures and such. I don't think I'm a very good drummer. My music seems to be, well, I feel that it's really repetitive right now, so.
Yeah, it seems to have a lot of architectural-like features to it, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of just like...
You do have your builds and your curves and that kind of stuff, but you do seem to be on a Fibonacci bat thingy. But at the same time, I'm looking for that when I listen to music.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that people actually are. I know a lot of people that just won't listen to it if it's not glitched to shit, so...
Yeah. I know, it's just, like, the more fucked up it is, the more people want to hear it. It's really wow. I never thought we would get to that point. But then again, I didn't think a lot of things. It's really amazing to see what people want to listen to in terms of IDM. It's like, take me to a level where I will not understand what's going on where I'm at.
Yeah, there's a lot of art that's like that, though, not just in music.
That's true. I do understand that art can be offensive.
Yeah, well, that's what people are trying to do most of the time these days, I guess. It's just the more obscene it is, the quicker it's going to catch someone's attention or something along those lines.
But you know, it's obscenity on a sonic level, not an obscenity on a offensive level, like using sex or curse words or, you know, some kind of obvious thing. Like the samples for partyparty.com, take all of Bush's samples and mash it together and have fun with real audio kind of thing.
I'll have to check that out.
And make him say whatever they wanted him to say. It's really fun. And I find that some people would actually find that offensive.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's great. But it's the traditional kind of offensive.
Yeah.
But with IDM, it's a completely different level of offensive. It's, does the sound make the hairs in your ears stand? That kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the best example of that kind of thing would be like Richard Devine's new album or something. I don't know. It's just like crazy sonic soundscapes where... I can't even describe it. It's borderline music, I guess. But, I don't know, cool stuff nonetheless. Like, it takes a lot of time and effort and creativity to make that kind of music.
What are you using as tools to make your music right now?
Mostly, well, stuff usually starts in Reason.
Cool.
And then I'll export loops and such and sometimes run it through a tape deck to give it some warmth and then back into the computer.
Any tricks you got for us?
Nothing too incredible, I guess. Just like to get a nice warm tape sound out of Reason after putting it onto the cassette tape. Just bring it into Audition or something. Do some noise canceling of some of the blank recording and then like cancel that from the wave. And you just end up with like a really nice, clean, almost analog sound. It it doesn't always work. I tend to use it only really on synths, but
awesome.
That can get interesting. And then after that's done, I usually just nowadays I'm starting to play around with other programs such as Acid, and I'm getting a laptop tomorrow, so I'll get live after that. And
what are you getting as a laptop?
I'm going to get an overpriced, outdated PowerBook.
Awesome. Perfect. That's what I'm talking to you on right now.
All right, on. And I'm looking forward
to it. Just switched to Mac after years and years of torture on a PC, wondering how I can make my operating system better, and buying a Mac pretty much solved that problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Just dedicated music machine. That's what I need.
Yeah, there's all sorts of cool external sound cards you can get from Echo. I actually bought an M-Audio Ozone to do all these recordings and stuff because I thought, okay, well, I'm doing recordings right now, but this has, you know, MIDI controller, keyboard, and all that stuff, which is pretty cool. And if I want to start making music again, if I have the time, stop talking to you fuckers. Awesome. So you're using Reason. You import it to Audition sometimes. What else? What kind of samples do you use? Do you actually go out on the field and record stuff?
I collect a lot of refills from around the internet. I really want to get into using VSTs and such, but it's just, you know, there's so much stuff to learn.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, that too. There's a lot of good free VSTs out there too, though.
That's true.
I guess I just have to get into a friend's collection or something to actually start finding my way around what's good and what's not. Because apparently there's a lot of shit too.
Yeah, big time. There's a lot of shit.
I haven't done a lot of actual field recording. Before I decided I was going to buy my laptop, I actually wanted to buy a portable DAT recorder so I could just go around and get anything I wanted. But
so as long as it's Marantz.
Yeah. Sometimes just like, I have this one song where it's like kind of like an ocean kind of soundscape, makes you kind of feel like you're at the beach. And
which track is that on?
That would be the 8th track on the 2005 07-21. But that was made with like just a really bad compressed Sony dictaphone that I sat in my living room with a couple people. We just like bang seashells together to get the beat going, kind of. And then,
how cool.
I don't know. Did a Google search, took some seagull samples, just whatever I could really.
That's actually really cool. You were in a room of friends just banging seashells. What the fuck were you guys smoking?
Am I allowed to talk about that?
You already talked about SoulSeek. Might as well go all the way.
Okay, well, we were just smoking some joints, so whatever. It was fun. It was actually for a project for class.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, it's legal in Toronto.
No, it's not.
Semi-legal.
No.
No?
It was for a bit.
Like, oh, really? They turned it off?
Yeah, I think it was just something that they wanted the population just to kind of feel like the government actually did try to do something, but it was just this plan to make everybody shut up, really, I guess. That's how I see it.
Note to self, do not move to Canada now.
Hey, come on. Actually, I don't know if I'm too fond of it. Probably just because I lived away for so long, came back, it doesn't really feel like home anymore. Just a place I'm living for now.
Yeah. Hey, you seem to be more like a cosmopolitan kind of guy. Anyway, the places that you lived in, I guess you got wanderlust. It's hard to settle down, right?
I guess. I'm hoping it's not going to be too hard. I mean, I eventually want to find a place where I'm going to be comfortable and be able to live my life and be happy.
But, make little gorfs?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe someday. I don't really want to think about that right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so with the sampling, I think that was the only song that I really went out and like thought about what I was doing to capture something. Once I get my laptop, I know I'm gonna do a whole bunch of stuff. I just want to like sit on public transit and pick up stupid conversations that people are going on about. Just anything I can find, really.
What kind of mic are you gonna get? You got a mic in mind for that?
No,
parabolic.
Really. I'll just use this thing for now.
You gonna get those parabolics?
Oh, I don't know. I think if the next mic I'm gonna get is gonna be a shotgun mic. I want to be able to
cool some. Cool.
Pretty, I don't know, just like Little Moses. If I see a spider walk across my floor, I want to be able to like hear it and see
what that would be
like.
So fucking awesome.
Maybe it's pretty geeky, I don't know.
I don't think it's geeky. I'm not saying it's original, but at least it's not just pulling stuff from the internet. All you use. A lot of the mistakes, not a mistake, but when you're a newbie and you're starting out, you take what you got. but a lot of people don't understand that's an immediate part of differentiating yourself when you're trying to work on a project, is going out there and really understanding what samples you need, what kind of sounds you want, and how, if you use a 303 all the time or the stupid Fruity Loops plucked all the time, everything's going to sound the same because of that. That's why people have the term, it sounds like a Reason track or it sounds like a Fruity Loops track. Yeah, because you're not going out there or getting anything else and putting it into your music.
Yeah, well, if you're just using like presets and in Reason synths and everything, like it's going to sound like Reason.
Definitely.
I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes I'll just like find something that just works perfectly, but you know.
Well, stop fucking doing that. It pisses me off, man. I hate that shit.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it just works. Like, usually when I start off, I'll tweak things to the point I like them, but who knows.
Well, let's present your track, because you're my artist of the week this week, and we have to play one of your tracks. Even though throughout this whole interview we've been playing some of your tracks in the background to create an ambience.
But yeah, anyway, I'm Michael MacArthur, or Gorf. Thanks for listening. You can check out my music either on Sections at the address that was just shouted out before, or my personal portfolio site, which is www.gorft, which is GORFED.net. I don't know what track you're about to play, but I hope you like it.
Yeah, it's a track by Gorf. Give it a listen. Oh, awesome, dude. Well, really nice talking to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye. Like to thank Gorft again for his time for that interview, and that's gonna bring us to our top five. Now this should be the last week where we have these, because the top five, the way it works is every 45 days you get a change up in terms of the tracks that are on there, since they're only allowed 45 days to chart. So this week, actually, at number five is a track that we played in our first podcast as the track of the week, and it's by Wonderkind. It's called Liquid U2. Give it a listen. This week's Diana's Bows version was a little updated. Thank you, B-Fusion. Our number four track this week. My wife says lovely track, and thanks you for the experience. And it's great. You can see updates from week to week on some tracks as people get feedback, and this is definitely an example of one of those. And that brings us into this week's backtrack. Thank you, Astrotrain, for the lovely intro music for the backtrack. Now, just a little hint to you out there. I dig on sectionzmusic.com, and our staff picks are... So head on over there, check out our staff picks on sectionzmusic.com. It might make it a little easier for you. Now, last week's podcast, because of the DNS issues, we're going to delay announcing what the backtrack was. However, basically, you can still email me and let me know what the track was, and you'll get a little something. Same thing for this week. It's a wonderful track from 2002. Actually, I think it's 2003, if I'm not mistaken. It's a wonderful collaboration. Give it a listen. And that was our backtrack. All right, I'd like to make a little proposal to you guys. What I'd like to see is a little promotion outside of sectionz.com. So basically, what I'm saying is I'd like to see links to forums where you post about sectionz.com and the values of the community and what we do and what we're about, etc., etc. And if you send me an address, I'll send you a t-shirt and a demo CD. So that's that. All right, we're going to go back into our top five and start off with a track from an artist that I'm going to interview next week. His name is DJ Ness, and this track, Neo Tokyo. We'll be right back. Number 2, Experience of Trance by Phi77777. That went a little bit short. I gave it a little mini review in our podcast, number 3. Okay, without further ado, our number 1 track for 2 weeks in a row is by Splinter. It's called Nanotechnology. Thank you, Splinter, for the wonderful experience.
What is this?
Nanotechnology.
And that brings us to the end of our podcast. You're listening to a track by BRB called I Can't Believe It's Not Digital. He's a clown, that guy. Hell, this is our new Benny Hill theme. Huh. Yeah, see, it's not all hardcore, sweaty, sexy dance music or really deep, thought-out ambient. Sometimes you get stuff like this. And I gotta listen to them all. So you should too. You never know what you're gonna learn. Alright. Thanks for listening. Until next week. This is Z, or Zed, or Josh, whatever you want to call me these days. Thanks for listening.
www.sectionz.com
Section Z. www.sectionz.com